Hey there, audio listener. Are you tired of your old bed sheets? I don't have anything I can do for you because bed sheets don't sponsor this show. But I would like to tell you about gold. Really more of a golden opportunity. Join Mug Club at loudwithcrowder.com/mugclub. It's the only reason that this show is actually available, audio version that you're listening to, or on YouTube. And we have a full daily show that you don't get access to anywhere else. So if you want to continue enjoying this show, Change My Mind, or the like, or if you just like to hate listen, you like to hate watch. People do that. I have a punchable face. Please do consider supporting at louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. Join up today and you'll be a better person for it.
Subject for today.
Longest slurp ever.
Best.
We gotta get a timer in here. We need to time that.
Nailed it.
Eat your heart out, CNN.
Yeah.
Really glad to be with you today. We have a lot to get to. We're gonna talk about the DNC convention post-convention bump.
Hint, there isn't one.
We're gonna be talking about completely justifiable officer shootings. Officers shooting.
Yes.
Right. People get it confused. I think that's a legal term.
A little easy.
And we'll have the quartering. His name is Jeremy.
Jeremy.
I don't know. I forget his last name, but he will be here to talk about Leafy being banned on YouTube, along with him potentially meddling.
I can't believe we're talking about Leafy.
Yeah,
are we talking about Leafy today?
I don't know. It's a douchebag name, but doesn't mean that his speech should not be protected
exactly,
as well.
Right.
A half-Asian lawyer, Bill Richmond, is not here. He is in court because he has a real job. So Audio Wade is oddly in third chair. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I don't care. Quarterback Garrett.
I was asking you.
What's up?
Tim from HR is in charge of audio. Oh, and then Gerald A. is back.
Yes.
A lot of people thought you were dead.
Despite the reports, I am not fired or dead.
I know. There's always a conspiracy when you're
like,
and even the Hodge twins were like, what happened to the white guy with the blonde hair who's tall?
The Aryan dude. Where's that guy?
Yeah. And they just said, I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah. No, not here.
But you had your testicles were working overtime because you had a baby.
Well, 9 months ago they were, yes.
Yeah.
So
nice.
We're a little late to the game on that one, but yeah.
And then you pretty much take a recess.
I take a recess from that particular activity,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
otherwise.
And what's the name of little Gerald?
Little Luke Morgan.
Little Luke. And do you think he looks more, do you think he looks more like you or more like the missus?
In some ways, he looks a lot like me, in other ways, her. So we've heard from both, nurses would say both.
So you said, we'll I actually think he looks a lot more like you than the mom. I think we have a picture, too, of Gerald A., adorable little baby.
Cool.
I think he looks.
Look at him. Yeah.
The glasses and everything.
It's uncanny.
Receding hairline that early? Jeez.
I see it both ways.
I see it as a lazy Photoshop.
Oh, my gosh.
I see it as whoever was working had already clocked out like Gerald for 9 months.
But the shading.
And my question of the day to everyone out there is, have you noticed that the goalposts, and we're going to be getting into a couple of police shootings, notice the goalposts have moved now.
Completely.
As far as it used to be unarmed black man to now it's just black man with a weapon that's slightly less effective than the police officers.
Right.
And when do you think it's appropriate for a police officer to shoot? Do you think that they should only be able to use lethal force if you are completely unarmed? I don't think most Americans, but you know what? I've been known to be out of touch with that.
A little bit right now.
Change My Minds are a rude awakening. Also, please do subscribe to Crowder Bits and Mug Club, loudwithcrowder.com/mugclub. That's the only thing that allows us to survive,
that's true.
That allows us to create the Change My Minds and purchase bulletproof vests.
Everything, actually.
No. Yeah. We did that
armored
for Mug
vehicles.
Club. Hopefully, we'll do the bulletproof cars. So,
you need that.
Elon Musk, I'm looking at you. before we move on to some stories, this is fun.
Yeah.
Biden is one of three candidates to ever not receive a post-convention bounce. Let's bring up this overlay.
Ooh,
the only other ones were McGovern and Kerry.
That's rough.
So this is a bounce in what? In
post-convention.
Approval?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Post-convention bounce, I guess, just as far as they're voting.
You know, the only reason to have a convention is basically to get out there and have a parade of your ideas. And
that's the problem.
That's a good idea.
He didn't get out there.
No, he didn't.
No, he stayed in his bomb shelter. Which is not bulletproof because that would be that would be a byproduct of white patriarchy.
At least he didn't do a carry where he had a negative one.
A negative one.
There's a dip.
Geez. The more we hear about you, the less we like you.
And I don't know, that could just be because it was the year they introduced HD.
Ooh, yeah.
With carry. Like,
you definitely don't want 1080p.
Things are cavernous.
No.
Yes.
It's like Cammy Diaz, 4K just ended her career.
We're like,
this is the one with
Nope.
Bring back the mask.
Dim the lighting.
Now, I don't want to give anybody a false sense of hope, okay? Get out and vote. And this is, you know, and this is where I wish that I was a Democrat. I could vote twice. So get out
and
vote.
Either way.
Make sure, you know, it's my legacy. A little piece of me stays by, and that's
just
my
voting.
Vote. I don't want to give you a false sense of hope, but I am more confident now. I think that Donald Trump will win. Yeah. Why do I think? Do I think Donald Trump will get a bump post-convention? I do, because it has to be a message of optimism. We've talked about this. I think they might have been watching the stream a little bit, because this wasn't the focus of the campaign.
Taking notes.
Maybe a little
but
bit.
Then, and I hate to say it, people are like, I started it. I found out about Pizzagate. You know, it's like, okay. I did talk about this. The Democrats, they need a message of negativity right now. The deck is stacked against you. The economy is collapsing.
Right.
You can't do it yourself, so you need this transcendent political figure to save you, which is Joe Biden, who's been in government for 64 years. 65th's the charm. And then on the Republican side, it has to be, hey, we did have the best economy ever. Hey, we haven't been in major wars. Hey, we actually have had the lowest crime until, of course, the rioting. Right. You call them protest, tomato, riot, burning down a Walgreens. that needs to be the message for Republicans to win. People need to be optimistic for Republicans to win. People need to be pessimistic for Democrats to win. And they need to be pessimistic and not believe that they're in control of their own destiny at all. They have to believe that things are really bad and the only way it can be fixed is Joe Biden, which to me,
that is a horrible thing.
Yeah. It's got to be really sad to be a Democrat. Yeah, you got to watch again this horrible narrative, and then your savior.
Pause your thought real quick. I want to go quick
please,
to CNN.
Yeah, go ahead.
This lady looks like if Kellyanne Conway were one of those little like dinosaurs you get in the cereal packets that you put in water.
Little pills.
Oh, nice.
This is after you put Kellyanne Conway in water.
Yeah.
She expands.
Leave it in too long, it gets bubbly.
Yes, you leave it too long, it gets bubbly.
To the way it was.
I'm sure she's a nice lady.
I have kids.
I get so pissed off about the USPS thing, by the way. Anyway,
why?
Bite my tongue.
Why? That's because you weren't here for 2 weeks.
Because, no.
He was
I've
busy
been
fathering.
No. I was watching the show. It's all about overtime.
Why
couldn't all
you just
it
be,
is.
Why couldn't you just be like one of these guys involved in the officer shootings and just, you know, take off?
Huh?
Okay. He's going to make me explain.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to, it's a permaban. What pisses you off about the USPS? What pisses me off, and we do have to get to the justified police shootings, is that they conflate absentee balloting and mail-in balloting.
Yeah, right.
Because I have voted before by absentee ballot because
just
I've been traveling.
Totally
I've talked about it. Yeah, very different. There's identification.
Yep. You have to request
it first. Yeah.
Yes. You have to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
My problem with this entire thing right here is, one, that the USPS does not need a single cent to be able to get this done. Two, if every person in America voted, that would be 75% of the mail they process in 1 day.
Yeah.
Not every person in America is going to vote. They're not all registered.
I have all these letters for Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no issue there. And by the way, the issue with they're saying like, oh, he cut overtime. That's the issue. It's unions pissed off that he cut overtime because they would have to complete the mail once they started. He changed the whole system to make it better, and they're pissed about it. That's it. That's all that's going on right now.
Gerald,
nothing
they're
more.
Heroes.
They're not heroes.
How
not.
Dare you?
They're
I've been
on
pissed
the
about
front,
this for a
they're
month.
On the front lines of the 40% successful delivery rate. They're on the front lines of playing kickball with my Black Rifle espresso machine.
Is 41 them, too much to ask for?
That's them doing their best.
That's them doing their absolute best.
They're trying really
best.
Hard.
If you have been losing money for 13 years straight,
billions.
You've cost the taxpayers billions, if not trillions, if you adjust for inflation. I have absolutely no idea. I don't know what the
depends
number
on what
is
kind
exactly.
Of inflation
and you can be taken out by someone with a van and an Amazon sticker. Hey, you know what? Maybe you're not one of you're not part of the bare necessities.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
All right. No, I agree with you. We should do more on the USPS thing.
Yeah.
And you know
maybe
what?
Later.
I understand.
Break
unfortunately,
it down.
Donald Trump. Obviously, I think that it's self-serving here.
Yeah.
But the USPS, it needs some revamping.
It does, and that's what they're trying to do right now.
Yeah.
That's what DeJoyce or whatever his name is, DeJoy is trying to do.
But it's racist.
And they're saying, anyway, we'll talk about this another time because I'm pissed about it.
Okay. Well, apparently.
I need a minute.
We should change the name on the ledger.
Oh.
Gerald is going to be.
Of course.
No, you said we were going to talk about it later.
I didn't say we were going to talk about it later. You lie. All right, let's go to this right now. Of course, there have been riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and I want to warn you there will be some graphic content today. So, again, the question of the day is, when do you think that police are justified in using lethal force? Does the perpetrator have to be aiming a gun at the face? Which, I guess, doesn't matter because it happened in Georgia, and people are like, well, he aimed it, but it was dark, though, so he probably wouldn't have hit him in the face.
Probably not. Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, I guess let's just send out cops. Let's just put cops against the wall in front of a firing line like Che Guevara. Let's how about we just do that at this point?
Yeah.
If you don't want them to defend themselves at all, even when a gun, taser, sorry, is aimed at the face. But in this case, we have two situations that occurred over the weekend. I thought for sure just when I sent the one over the weekend of the guy with the knife, I thought this isn't going to anywhere.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure enough, protests. It surprises me now. The standard bearer for protests is very, very low.
Yeah.
We literally
you get
have
mad over everything.
Child abusers, sex offenders who've been arrested for assaulting officers before, assaulting officers now, aiming tasers at faces, and they still protest as an unjustified shooting. So, you know, I'm out of touch. That's my white privilege talking, but let's get to the first one here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Some of these clips will be graphic. This is the reason you've heard the story, unarmed black men shot by police, that they are protesting. He's walking around from the passenger side. They've asked him to get on the ground.
Yep.
And they're aiming a gun at him, and he's reaching, and they shoot him when he reaches in his car.
Probable cause.
Wow. I mean, I don't know why you seem surprised.
I'd be like, yeah.
You know, when police officers have you on the other side of a car, their weapons are drawn, and they're ordering you to do something, that's usually a cue that you have posed a threat.
Well, not
you
only
should
that,
probably not do anything else.
What I would like to is bring up that still, if we have it. Bring up the still here. This wasn't a guy who was just walking away from officers. Look at that tension. That guy is basically
he's
horizontal, like the kid in What About Bob, when Richard Dreyfuss is teaching him how to dive.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's a guy who's actively.
Something.
That's not a guy who is just passionately like, I was just getting my registration. Officer, I was trying to put it in neutral because that could be a safety hazard for your sorry white ass.
And clearly there's context because all of the officers already had their guns out before the guy was walking around the car back into his car. So there's definitely
back
more going
into
on.
Into his car. We have a statement from the governor that Jacob Blake was shot in the back multiple times in broad daylight. Why does that matter?
Come on.
First off, multiple times doesn't matter. Broad daylight doesn't matter.
No.
Was the guy posing a threat? Was the guy not complying? Could the guy have turned around and shot officers? Doesn't matter if he shot him. I don't care if it's dusk, dawn, nautical twilight, civil twilight. It could not be less relevant.
Yeah, and again, if all you need to know is the colors of the people involved, you're reasoning like a child. You're not able to sort out the morality, and obviously there's some kind of crazy situation going on. Again, we have to reduce it down to the color of the people involved. The cop was white, the person was black.
Yeah.
I was just reaching in to put the air conditioning on recycle because otherwise it's not efficient.
And then the governor basically said, here are all the other cases that I know that have been tragic. He tries to lump all these things together. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say one word in support of police officers who felt that their life was in danger and a man was trying to get into his car to grab something.
Yeah.
He didn't say one word to say, let's wait for the facts. Let's make sure we get everything lined up first. These cops were trying to do their job.
Well, the good thing is we actually do have some facts. Let's bring up these facts here from the county. Blake, actually, in question, who's number one trend on Twitter right now. What you won't see is he had a warrant out for his arrest. He was a sex offender and had already assaulted officers and resisted arrest after pulling a gun in a bar in 2015.
Model citizen.
My guess is that probably came up if they ran his plates or they had him pulled aside, because that right away would show up when you run someone's registration, right? When you run their plates, you would say, oh, this is a serial time offender. Oh, wait a second. He's a sex offender. He's assaulted police officers when the officers were already responding because he brandished a gun and now he's reaching into the car.
But they didn't shoot him for the priors. They shot him because he was reaching
into
the
car.
Shot him because he was reaching into the car, but you do have to take into account someone's criminal violent history with firearms at that point.
Yeah, if they knew that, absolutely true, right? But like you said, Wade, he's doing something worthy of getting shot. Yeah. The officers, and by the way, when your friends are telling you the same thing the officers are, like, stop, stop, no, like that you could hear in the background of the video, take a hint.
I think
maybe everybody's for you stopping walking right now.
I think
now.
If you listen closely, you can hear someone go, here we go again.
Right. Keep walking. You can do it.
He's pulling that shit again.
Right.
Really, like, honestly, this is not a new thing for this guy. Now, is it sad? Of course it's sad when someone loses their life. Especially in front of their children. It's more sad for those children that man made horrible decisions, including putting the officers in a situation where they believe their life was in jeopardy. But you know what? This story is not nearly as sad as a story that would read, officers don't go home to their children.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not as sad. I know that people will say, oh, it's just, no, it's not that one life matters more than the other. It's that you have made decisions and taken actions that lead you closer to forfeiting your right to live. The closer you get to the line of forcing somebody else to protect their life, whether you mean to take it from them or not, you are no longer in the right. Yeah. There is a scale there, and you have to go, absolutely, all right, hold on a second. Sex offender? Okay, you have a history of violence? Okay, you're not complying? Okay, you're reaching into a car? Okay, they can't even... What are they supposed to do at this point?
They're supposed to wait until you turn around and shoot one of the officers dead and then pull their guns, maybe, to defend their life?
I tell you what, I don't
think so.
I know what the protesters in Kenosha are supposed to do. Also, I don't know if it made it all the way up to Sheboygan. Very big in Sheboygan, the rioting.
Oh, wow.
Sheboygan, the rioting, the looting. Very big.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Polka twist up, along with the polka twist in Yamaguchi.
The polka riot?
Polka, polka. Yeah. Oh. And rioting and burning. This is what they did, of course. They knocked an officer unconscious with a brick.
Could have killed him. Easily.
What happened?
Oh, he's just got brick. He just got brick. Yeah,
he got brick. They're clapping.
They're clapping. Ugh. Yeah.
The church, the fire's kissing it. And I, in Minneapolis when we were there.
Now, are we supposed to say, oh, well, why did you shoot him? He only had a brick.
Right, exactly. That's not a deadly weapon.
That's not a deadly weapon.
Just happened?
A brick, a knife, a blackjack, and a taser? I mean, what point do they have to have a gun for an officer to use his gun? And we'll get to that in a second, because the next guy who we're about to talk about actually did have a knife. And that guy said brick like it was a verb that he was used to. Like, yo, you just got brick. Like, it's like, brick.
It's the usual thing.
Like it's an MTV show.
It's become
show.
A thing, yeah.
Right well, next only, to Bully Beatdown.
Only in 2020 right now.
Cops getting bricked. Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh! Well, one thing about this guy, he is in serious condition. He didn't die from the shooting. Going back to
I'd read I read that he had died.
Okay, so the last report that I heard, unless something came out very early this morning, he was in serious condition in the hospital, was not dead, but that could have changed.
Yeah, I mean, they got the
you're too busy fathering.
I was reading as well.
Okay,
and watching CNN.
They got there pretty quick, and they marked it off, put him in the ambulance, took him to the hospital. So
they care flighted him, actually.
Because he reached into a car and actively looked like he was reaching for something. Like,
don't
do stupid
stuff. And I don't know, what was he reaching for? What could
matter.
He possibly have
matter.
Been doing? It doesn't matter, but it does. What could he? There is, in other words, you are trying to rationalize decisions, right, as a police officer. And you're taught to do that to de-escalate. You're taught, maybe someone is doing this, where you're supposed to give the benefit of the doubt versus where you have to take control of protecting your own life, right, at that point.
And
how you
watch
the back of other officers. Yeah. I cannot think of a scenario where a guy is resisting, you're pulling at his tank top and reaching. That's not a guy
that
who's
much.
Reaching in for his insurance. That's not a guy who's reaching in for
not
a temporary license. That's not a guy who's reaching in to take it out of neutral. That is a guy with a purpose. Who was lunging into a car, and even maybe he was, maybe like George Floyd, he was on drugs and out of his mind. That could lead to
could
a cardiac
be, yeah.
arrest. We have absolutely no idea. But if you are an officer, you at that point, can anyone think of a scenario where you go, oh, this is totally normal behavior.
Yeah.
I'm not in danger at all. I can't.
No, absolutely. And if you can't use force here in any way, like, you just can't use force at all. We've talked about this a number of times, but every time that you do something like this, like, you ruin an officer's life who didn't do anything wrong. The governor doesn't come out and support you. What does that do, to the morale of officers? What does it do the next time that they pull? If they hesitate the next time, they could die.
That's
the line they walk.
They
don't
die,
walk
their
the,
partners
I get
die,
to do whatever I want because
die.
The police can't do anything to me. I'm just
going
to do whatever
I
want.
That's
the
rule now, right? Is being shot while black and not wanting to be arrested.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it is.
That's the line.
It's because I didn't want to get arrested.
I didn't want to get arrested.
No.
Well,
so they
matter.
Have to put their life on the line because you don't want to get
and
arrested.
This is another scenario where there's a warrant out for his arrest. That's one commonality that you see here, right? That people always, that's why I said before Georgia was Rayshard Brooks. Some of them all kind of bleed together. I said, I bet you that this guy had a rap sheet. We said it on air. I said, I don't have any evidence right now. I bet you there's a rap sheet there that he was going to go away for a long time because that's where you see scenarios that people violently resist officers. And by the way, it happens all the time. If someone has a rap sheet, they do not want to go back to the clink. They're not going to willingly get into the back of the paddy wagon. That's where all of a sudden claustrophobia appears. And it happens all the time. That's when people are at the most dangerous because they have nothing to lose. They're desperate.
Right. And officers know that. They know when they're approaching a suspect that has that potential, like, okay, this is the third strike or the fourth time they're getting arrested for this. They're going away for a while. I have to be careful because they know that.
Yeah.
They know that they have to put
up a fight. If you watch that video, the cops are obviously having to weigh the consequences of their actions. The person who's not weighing the consequences of their actions and is acting wildly violently is the guy who ended up getting shot. So you can paint this as if the cops are just, again, just swinging their guns around, doing whatever they want. But really, that's the other guy. The guy who got shot is the guy who's not thinking.
Exactly. And the headline that pissed me off, there, on Twitter, it said, a black man shot in the back by police officers. I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? And I clicked on it, right? And then I see on CNN, the lower third, as they show the video is right there.
Yeah.
And they're showing black man shot by police officers. No context whatsoever.
Yeah, shot in the back. That's the thing they do. Right? If someone totally turns their back, just like, it's like it's Ollie, Ollie, officer, I turn my back. You can't shoot me.
You can't
like
see me,
like
right?
It's wrestling saying, where they go belly I'm down saying, to avoid a pin. That's not how it works. You still have a knife.
It's like, see it, see it, it's right there on your screen. Can't you say it looks like he's reaching into the car? Can't you provide some commentary that says...
Cena, can you speak the truth? It burns!
Like,
I can't! All right, here's another one. In other completely justifiable officer shootings perpetrators, this happened, I believe, in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
This is another one. I don't know that you've seen this clip.
This happened
over the course of the weekend. I saw it on TMZ, and again, the story was man shot in the back by officers 10 times.
Jeez.
I've read both 11 and 10 times. Maybe someone can tell me which one is correct. It depends on what site you go to. Again, graphic warning, but this is important because I was sure that this wouldn't have legs. Well, this is going to be, this is the most clear-cut, justifiable one. And here we are.
Look. Hold on, wait, we got to witness this. We have to witness. Put the window down.
Guy has a knife. He's walking to a convenience store.
He got a knife.
He's got a knife.
They've already tased him, from what I understand, or they tried to tase him.
No, we got to wait.
They're trying to block him from getting in the convenience store. That's where he's going this entire time. He's got a knife. The officers are trying to block him with the car. Now they're telling him to get on the ground. They've tried to tase him. They're tasing him. He's not doing anything. He's continuing to walk to the convenience store, trying to go in with a knife.
As soon as he starts to, try to get in there.
So do you hate everyone in that convenience store?
Right.
I'm sorry, what do you think is, again, what has happened? What could be any justifiable scenario in that case where you're refusing to comply, you refuse to get down on the ground, tasers aren't working, and you're walking with a knife like it's a part of your daily checklist, like I am with Trader Joe's and getting toucan O's.
This is the last resort. The last resort was to take him down. He could have got in there, stabbed a clerk, stabbed customers.
He was clearly going there with a purpose.
Exactly.
That was a man on a mission, and you cannot, at that point, other people's lives are in danger. And what, again, what are you, does the man have to have a gun?
Yeah.
Does a man have to have a gun? Does a man have to be currently skewering the clerk's face through the bulletproof glass, right, with a little microphone hole, which sort of defeats the purpose
of
bulletproof glass? I knew that when I said a Super 8 one time. I'm like, by the way, you can clean up the cockroaches. Also, bulletproof glass, kind of pointless when there's a hole the size of your giant
where your head
mouth.
Is.
Does he have to be stabbing somebody in the face?
Yeah.
How are they, especially with a knife? How are officers supposed to subdue him at that point? Like, this is one of those, you can't, because you're going to get stabbed.
And if you believe the entire Black Lives Matter narrative, is this your martyr? This guy who's running at a convenience store with a knife? That's the guy you want to choose?
Answer is yes.
Yeah. And by the way, you know what the officers didn't do? They didn't shoot him for about, 150 feet of walking behind him, telling him to get on the ground,
trying to block him,
tasering him. The minute that he started to put somebody else's life in danger, because as soon as he gets in that store and he has a knife to the throat of the clerk, it's a hostage situation.
A hostage.
You're done. Somebody could not get to go home because they went to work that day.
And you know what?
This guy was the asshole.
I have no idea if that clerk...
Pardon.
I have no idea. Whoa, fatherhood's changed.
I know. Sorry.
You really softened,
Luke,
man.
I'm sorry.
Some of that sexual frustration. So. Clerk, I don't know if that was in a white community or a black community.
Right.
I have no idea. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
The people in that store should not have their life put in jeopardy because you don't like a man with a knife being shot by the police.
Yeah.
We've moved the goalpost from unarmed black men. And by the way, I saw this on CNN, both CNN and Young Turks, but I repeat myself. So I saw them say, they were refuting something Tucker Carlson said, where he said last year it was 8 unarmed black men, which was a different stat because I think we've used the stat 9. I believe it's 9. He said 8 unarmed black men were shot by police officers. And they went back to CNN and Young Turks and said, except that's not true. And they listed some number of 100 something. No, he didn't say black men shot by officers. He said unarmed black men because that was a standard that you used. By the way, many of those unarmed black men were still committing acts of violence. You can still be punching someone in the face if you're unarmed. So we went from unarmed to, well, now a knife is not enough. Aiming a taser at an officer's face
doesn't
is not
count.
Enough.
Right.
It is this man was armed. This man was armed. You are going to protest a man who was armed and who was not, by the way, just assaulting officers. He was going to likely commit a violent assault against one of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a threat to civilians. Yeah.
His knife was just for the hot dog. Sometimes those things you can't.
Oh, you know, you can't get them with your hand.
That's
what
it was.
Listen, I hear you. I'm going to go get some taquitos with my Bowie knife.
You can't cut through those things with any other
second,
knife.
Give me a second.
I cannot get my taquitos cut symmetrically unless I got this Rambo 3 shit.
Right? This ain't a QT
you know
I'm going
it
into.
Is. No, we don't. We
oh
don't.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, I said QT. You're famous at QTs. I went into one, and they're like, you're that guy. And he's like, Steven.
I love
we
QT.
We love QT. We love him. He talks about QT.
I love QT, and it's sad that you haven't signed up for a sponsorship there, QT.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
I don't know
what's
what
you're doing. Get off the sidelines.
It would be a shame if all of a sudden I became a fan of Racetrack.
Oh.
Ooh.
What?
No, I can't.
That won't happen.
Don't worry, QT. I am at your mercy. Okay? I have no leverage because Racetrack sucks, and 7-Eleven, their bathrooms are like an episode of Lock Up.
That's true. Locked up abroad. There we go.
Oh, I forgot. Do we have that clip? By the way, in case you're wondering what could happen to an officer if they don't take measures to protect their lives or lives of civilians, yeah. I believe that we have a montage here of the officers who, what happens if someone does reach for a glove, reach in their glove box, or someone does go into a car, let alone a knife. This last one I almost feel like should just be discarded. Unfortunately, there are going to be protests, but it's very, very common that officers have to make split decisions, and when they make the wrong one and they don't shoot, this can happen.
That's how fast.
Yeah.
Battle Creek sucks, too. Battle Creek, Michigan, horrible place.
Yes.
Yikes.
Here you go. Guy gets to his car. Right now, they don't shoot him.
Yeah.
Reaching in.
Boom, 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 boom. Starts pulling the gun. Starts pulling the trigger on the officers. And one thing, too, that's important is people say, well, there's a discrepancy. There's a discrepancy of force. They have guns. Those people don't. Okay, but there also is a discrepancy, right? There's a huge chasm in someone who is hired to enforce the law, someone who is acquiescent, someone who is beholden to the laws, and someone who is proactively breaking the law.
Yeah.
That also is an advantage. If this cop says, well, I can't just murder in cold blood, and the other guy says, oh, I think I got a leg up because I can murder in cold blood.
I will.
Well, and the political climate right now with police officers is that you can do whatever you want, and police officers shouldn't be able to do anything back. That just emboldens people, right? You're telling everybody all the police officers are bad people, they're horrible right now, we should defund them, you don't have to listen to them, you can do whatever you want, and then somebody goes off and does this and they're like, what did you shoot him for?
Right.
It's like, because you said this. You've created this environment where every cop is bad looking to kill a black person. That's not the case. They're trying to avoid that last scene.
And by the way,
where
let's just sweep
shot.
All of the black cops under the rug, all minority officers who make up a higher percentage of police officers in the general population.
Exactly.
They're all Uncle Toms and self-loathing. You don't want to know anything about this. Look, a man with only a knife.
Yeah. You know that last guy, too? They're pissed off about the number of times the police shot this guy. They shot him multiple times. The last guy that shot those two officers had a bullet in his head and drove himself to the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why they shoot multiple
times.
That's
like the world is not enough.
You shoot until the perpetrator is down. You don't stop
that was
until they can't
Bond
shoot you.
Where the bullet kept going deeper in his head, and it only made him stronger,
ooh,
Mr. Bond.
Yeah. Oh,
we can't have that. We can't have super soldiers fighting our officers. Watch the world is not enough, okay?
You'll
that's
get it.
Why
yeah.
you shoot first. By the way, hit the notification bell if you're subscribed on YouTube because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot. Notifications will make sure that it's pumped to your mobile. Mm. And, you have ice in your cup.
I do.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
For some reason, when I hear that, it sounds like whiskey.
Yeah. It does.
Whiskey. We do this show every weekday, Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And let us know if you want us to stream the convention, the Republican convention on Thursday. I thought it would be boring.
Maybe.
But maybe we can. We'll put a poll out on Twitter and you can let me know.
Maybe.
Something else. This is something that I guess maybe someone can explain it to me. Wade, you're smart.
Boy.
Wait,
I'm here what's
too?
Coming
Let's
here?
Put him on a spot. On Wade. I figure you're exhausted from all your fathering.
It's true.
He has more My experience. He's been a awesome father multiple times.
Yeah. Me, it's a given.
That's true. More kids.
Yeah. But I mean, you're just like a big kid.
I mean, that's
you
true.
Sleep on the Yogi Bow that I gave
it's
you.
It's so comfortable. Though.
I know, but you're
it just
a child.
Cuddles me so nice.
Oh my god,
it's a long
it
beanbag chair.
It actually is. I hurt
it's
my
so
back
nice.
And I fell asleep in the Yogi Bow. This not a sponsor, but Yogi Bow beanbag. It's like memory
it
foam. I fell asleep in my garage, which is just a jiu-jitsu gym. I was like, let me double up the foam, and I just.
Oh, that's nice.
And I woke up with Joe Louis's face in my face because he wants to be so close to me. He wants to inhale my breath and then wear my flesh like a skin, like
oh,
a coat.
He's trying to steal your soul.
Yeah,
he's a good dog.
He's getting his because of Cruella DeVille. He's reversing. the tables. So I don't understand this when this became a rule that you can only use what it is that the perpetrator uses. If you are home alone at night and a rapist comes in and he only has a knife, are you unjustified in shooting that rapist? Or should you only use a knife? Should you have it? I think it should be as unfair of a fight as humanly possible. And especially with officers, because we send them out not only to defend their own lives, but to defend our lives. That is actually the contract that we have with officers. They are paid through our tax dollars, their sworn duty to protect our rights. And this is something that's a fundamental misunderstanding of police officers when people don't understand this is, I do have a problem with the militarization of police. I do have a problem with police who are infringing on our rights. If a police officer pulls me over and asks to search my car for no reason, I would say, no. No, you can't, because I do believe in constitutionally limited parameters for officers. But understanding the spirit of the law, they are sworn to protect our rights. So when someone else becomes a threat to our lives, and by the way, by proxy, they're a threat to our lives if they start picking off officers like Dallas and Detroit, or the 900 officer casualties that we've seen as a result of these riots, they have, at that point, I think they should pull out artillery like they're Jim Carrey in The Mask, okay? I don't understand when we started it's rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, exactly. You don't exactly yell out, all right, what do you have? Guys, he's only got a knife. All right, everybody put your guns down. Let's get the knives out.
Put your guns down, get the knives out.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah. Well, these people are, cops are living in complicated, scary situations, and people on the outside don't want to deal with the actual details. The details get messy, the details get crazy, and they have to make decisions that we don't ever have to make, or that we don't typically have to make. Yeah. And so, again, from the outside, people on CNN, they sit in their studios and they can comment, but they don't actually want to deal with the situations.
Studios
they don't want to walk through the details.
Police officers.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, how many, well, not really all that well when they ravaged it.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, they all left.
Yeah. That was fun.
Because there was a police precinct down there, like, just take the cops, just leave Stelter alone. If you cut him open, it's just snack packs.
He's our special little boy.
He's our special little boy, Stelter. Really, just if anything happens to him, his wealthy family is going to get mad because you know he has no business hosting a show. Come on, look at him. And this is new and improved, Stelter.
This is post Queer Eye Stelter.
Run a Google image search for young Stelter. It's a stuff that gives children nightmares. And you know what? First off, how many of these people are paying taxes, by the way? Who don't? Maybe they don't understand the contract we have with police officers because they don't pay taxes. Yeah. I have no idea. But something else that is important, this could be a teachable moment with kids. You know, for example, I knew a kid whose dad died, was drinking and driving. And the conversation they had with their kids was, you know what, dad made a mistake.
Yeah,
and make sure you don't ever make that kind of a mistake because this could happen to you.
Yeah.
But these are not the conversations that are being had with these kids right now. How do I know? Because they're not having these conversations at the DNC. No mention, by the way, of the riots. None at the DNC. Also, no mention of impeachment. Not once. Zero. Mm. I also don't think there was any mention of Russia, but I could be wrong.
Hmm. It'll come back.
Few, if any. Surprising.
Yeah. We'll see. The number one story. Yeah,
that was
for
their
3 years.
One, or Kavanaugh. No mention of Kavanaugh.
No.
But no one is talking about with these children, hey, you know what? Your dad reached into a car when he was told to get on. Your dad took a knife, wielded it, and tried to go stab someone at a convenience store who owed him some money for a carburetor on his
old
motorcycle.
Don't repeat his mistakes.
Don't do it. Instead, it's they're out to get you.
Yeah.
They're out to get you. Every time you get pulled over, your life is in danger. Statistically, it's not true. And even anecdotally now.
No.
These anecdotes. This is the thing. If there were an example, if it's out there, please send it, of a man going, officer, my hands are at 10 and 2. Could I have a license here? Even I'm a concealed carry permit holder. Let me reach for this in my glove. If there is a video in the last year with all of these going on, these Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, if you can find a video of a man saying, okay, I'm complying, I'm getting on the ground, officer, this is a miscommunication, okay, and getting shot, getting lit up like the 4th of July, I will stand corrected. I haven't seen it. At the very least, you go, okay, I can see this is a muddy scenario. But in all the cases we presented this morning, it's entirely justifiable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And go home, have dinner, and don't even skip a meal.
Yeah.
Break your intermittent fast and go home and kiss your family because you get to live another day, officers. I blame you for nothing. Not a little bit. Not two wrongs don't make a right. You did your job. Thank you, officers. No problem here.
And they should get a lot of support from the police unions. They should get a lot of support from the mayor. Everybody should be supporting them right now and saying, look, we're standing behind our police officers, because you have to. If you don't, police officers are going to quit or they're going to die on the job. Those are the two things that are going to happen, because people are going to get shot because
they
don't protect themselves.
Now.
I know. Well, and we live in a very imperfect system. I don't know when we thought that this was perfect, that there was never going to be a mistake made by police officers, that there was never going going to be a perpetrator that posed a threat that was going to have to be put down for some reason. It's sad that it happens, but I'd rather they be shot than the police officer be shot. It's an imperfect system. If you do what cops tell you to do, you will 99.999999999% of the time go home that night.
I can't verify that.
Okay? I know.
Those
but think
crazy
about it.
Numbers, yeah.
If you want the very best
maybe the quartering can fact check us. He's like our ombudsman with Gerald's fathering bullcrap.
Did we hire a math agent yet?
Listen, all I'm saying is your attention is split. Your attention is split. You couldn't possibly know that number because you have a human to raise.
I have a baby brain, man.
A little human.
Yeah, but if you listen to and if you believe the CNN version of this, the online version, the Twitter version of this, you are being turned into a stupid person.
Yes.
They're dumbing it down for you because they think you're stupid. And if you're taking it in and, again, taking the simplified version of this, you are stupid.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I just called everyone stupid.
I really hope that you don't think if you turn your back to an officer that it's like, oh, game off.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's not an invisible cloak. He can still see you and arrest you. I'm sorry that I'm a sex offender and committed child abuse, but cops are like,
we almost had him. Where'd he go?
Pulled the old back turning card.
Where'd he go?
On base, yeah.
All you're going to do is force him to go Carol in on your sorry ass and suplex you into oblivion, you dumbass.
Kind of like to
You're just that. Exposing yourself it's more, true. You moron. Okay. Speaking of morons, people who wanted to cover this, wanted to cover it as though the Proud Boys descended upon Portland and committed mass acts of violence. This is trending right now. It was trending yesterday.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear, I am not a member of the Proud Boys. Nope. I do not endorse the Proud Boys. I'm not a member of any group, gang, because eventually you're going to have someone in there who's an unsavory character. Even though there are blacks and Latinos and Proud Boys, I wouldn't be surprised if you searched high and low if you find somebody who probably has some Pepe posts. I don't know. Maybe somewhere down the line had a couple of posts at Stormfront. No idea. But it's clearly not the mission of the Proud Boys as an organization. So I want to be clear, I'm not one of them. But this coverage was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
100% Proud Boys showed up in Portland. They were violently attacked, of course, by Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters. And then the media tried to point out the double standard. Why aren't they cracking down on these people? They cracked down on peaceful protesters with tear gas, and the Proud Boys can show up with Nazi flag. Well, no, that's actually not what happened, but here's a clip.
There's a Nazi flag right there.
Oh. I'm entertained.
And actually...
It was an umbrella he just
That's said. Also why I don't want association with any of those gangs, because none of them can fight.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot
I'm
of
sorry,
like...
I get it. I appreciate the Proud Boys that they want to go out there and defend speakers sometimes from Antifa, but the fighting is just absolutely pathetic, and it has to be pathetic because you're fighting in gangs, and only pussies join gangs, folks. So...
It's a proven fact.
One guy's hitting with an umbrella. Yeah, have another you ever guy been, with his
what
purse? Is
that? What are you trying to annoy people? I mean, an umbrella's not going to hurt anybody, really.
Do we have that article? Actually, I think we can bring it up from Axios that was talking about the convention that started today.
Yeah.
And it said, this is Trumplandia. And they said, I see a lot of American flags. I think we have it somewhere. I sent it this
morning.
Oh, how
dare there be American
flags? Though,
and
in other words, the left has admitted that patriotism is a Republican value.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a conservative value.
Trumpianism.
It's Trumpian. Yeah. Look at all these American flags. What? I remember not too long ago when your folks, the Democrats, still wore American flag pins.
Oh,
because
that's just mad.
He didn't
Way back
hate
in
this
the day,
country.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, have candidates in the primaries who honeymooned in the USSR. You had people who maybe believed in a slightly more progressive tax, but they generally still liked this country. Now you have communist jackass and Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, and math. I think the math one
is
particularly funny.
The GOP will be a Trumpian production, and in there they have a direct quote where they say, oh, I saw some American flags at Trumplandia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scary.
Good Axios.
Scary.
Thank you. So, of course, people were furious that the cops didn't intervene immediately, and they were labeling all of the Proud Boys far-right activists. Okay.
Oh, of course they are.
Now, let's accept this premise for a second. This is what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I don't think that the Proud Boys are far-right activists. Again, maybe you might have some in there who are, but that's not the mission statement of the organization. Far-right activists. Let's assume that. And, of course, when people say these folks exist on the fringes, of course, they would have to say Antifa. And I guess now Black Lives Matter exists on the fringes, right? These are just the extreme leftists. So extreme right. My right, your left, Proud Boys. Should I go stage left, stage right? I've done theater,
maybe
so
stage.
I know some of the theater terms.
So I'm confused.
My right, your left. Right, I'll go downstage. That's down toward you.
Oh,
Proud Boys.
That's
upstage,
the audience.
Upstage. Black, you know what? I don't want a Proud Boys to be upstage. Upstage, Proud Boys. Downstage,
I'm
Black
so
Lives Matter
though.
And Antifa. So Proud Boys, they're far right. Let's accept this. From what I saw, they committed zero in property damage. Zero in property damage. Really? I saw them go down. Yeah, yeah. Compare that to $700+ million dollars in property damage from Black Lives Matter.
Fires every night, smashed cars, windows. You know.
It's for heat.
From what
it's
I saw, and anyone can correct me if I'm wrong out there, you comment, let me know, because if I'm wrong, I want you to tell me. Just be like my wife. It's never ending.
It's a full-time job.
By the way, I'll tell you what. You know what I did yesterday?
What's that?
Something
I
wrong.
I got really petty. My wife was like, she put her roller board from her GBS, like the wooden board with a roller ball underneath it. It's to get her balancing.
Yeah.
For the third time, she put it around the corner, and it's the same color as our wooden floorboards. And I stepped on it, and I hurt my back. And I went and I said, okay.
Did you fall?
My back was injured. I had a twinge in my back. And I said, okay. I said, we've talked about this three times. I said, next time, if you put that there, and I hurt myself, I'm going to yell. She's like, why do you always have to yell? I'm like, I'm not yelling. I said, I'm going to yell.
I'm telling you.
And then she goes, right now. So I said, okay, fine. If we're going to have a complete, this is the rule now, we're going to have a complete and total lack of consideration for one another, fine. I went in and I started smoking a cigar, and I swear to God, ashed it on the carpet.
That is petty. You crossed the line,
man. And then she walked in to apologize, saw the ashes, walked out, and I immediately knew I was wrong.
Yeah. Like, dang it.
By the way, I love it.
I would have won.
She was doing the right thing.
And you take a knee. Not being a childish asshole.
Yeah. And by the way, I love what you did. You were going to have to buy new carpet if that ruined it.
No, you know what I did? I picked a cigar that I know drops off in chunks. Oh. So afterwards, it didn't actually get in the carpet. And it's a rug that has like a...
I'm not sure I trust you on cigar ash anyway.
But the visual is the same. Oh, yeah. You don't trust my cigar
no,
ash, by the way.
No,
don't show it.
Wonder, look at this. Can you see this?
That shows up for sure. Yeah.
That shows up for sure. That's absolutely disgusting. I was sitting in, again, hurt my back, anti-gravity chair, and the ash, and I went, ha! Unfortunately, I couldn't get it out because my inverted sternum is like a
hold
cup.
Hold on. I'm going to zoom in.
Zoom in?
Oh, boy.
Let me get this
We got the close-up camera. I got the...
Look at this.
Got the burn cam.
Get the focus in.
Burn cam.
Look at that.
Look at that. And I was like smearing it around.
Look at that.
Yeah. Your life is so hard.
You're disgusting.
I don't need so much corrections. I don't need your comments correcting me so much as comments for a nice salve.
Yeah. Maybe just use common sense next time.
So we'll go back to Proud Boys. Let's assume that they're far right. Zero property damage compared to Black Lives Matter. From what I saw, zero civilians targeted or harmed. Oh, from what I saw.
Yeah. Well, look at that. Yeah.
Certainly no targeting. That's not why they went there. They went there for a back the blue rally, as far as I understand.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have $700 million in property damage. We have no civilians targeted right here from the Proud Boys. Again, this is the worst the far right has to offer.
Right.
These guys, you can't put in Richard Spencer in there because he just voted for Biden. And I always have to remember who Richard Spencer is. I'm like, he's the one white supremacist who still exists. Oh, okay. And he supports Joe Biden.
And a bad haircut.
Yeah, that's right.
But surely they like emptied a CVS or something, right? I
mean, you would assume so.
I would assume so.
Or at the very least, like a Dwayne Reed.
No.
They don't have them out there in Portland.
That's
a New York thing. So you know what? Get your facts straight before you come on my show.
Wow.
Let's contrast this, not attacking any civilians, with Black Lives Matter. Well, there's
reasonable
one.
People. Yeah.
Okay.
Again, I warn you, graphic content here today because I think you guys need to know the truth.
The gall of that guy trying to drive on the road.
They caught this guy, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, they did catch
him. He should go to jail for a very long time.
Yep. Or what they should do is, like Apocalypto, give him the right to only, instead of the right to run, he has the right to reach into a glove box.
They knocked this guy out and called him a loser.
Yeah. They claimed he was trying to run people over. It's like, that's not what happened.
This is the guy in Dallas who we had going to the live stream.
Right.
Now, as you can see, that's not warring gangs or factions Those are civilians who are around, right? Again, Proud Boys got into fight. They should have gotten into fights. They showed up to fight with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They showed up to back the blue, but listen, they expected, obviously, they expected
of course,
Antifa and Black Lives Matter to show up there.
Happen.
Because really, you don't even need to bait the hook. You just show up.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just around now.
It's like, what do I need to do to be the target of their ire for them to be violent?
Yeah.
Exist.
Walk down the street.
Just exist. Be,
ontological
be a human, and they will violently attack you.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, just because Black Lives Matter, Antifa, happen to be protesting somewhere, it doesn't mean that somebody else can't protest as well. If you're backing their right to protest, you have to back everybody's right.
Right.
They can walk down the street. and not do anything wrong. It's fine.
So my point is this. Yeah, I know we have our guests. We'll be on here within just a second. Jeremy Hambley from The Quartering. But if the Proud Boys are the far, my right, your left, far right, and Black Lives Matter and Antifa are the left, and we see no civilians targeted, no police officers targeted, no, contrast that, of course, with 900 officer casualties you see. Yeah. And people get mad at me and say, why do you say casualties? Because look up the definition of casualties. Yeah. Do you pay taxes? So, casualties from Black Lives Matter. Really, the only people, if you're checking your closet for the far-right boogeyman, the only people who need to be checking their closet, checking under the bed, are Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
So if you out there are concerned about which side is more dangerous, there is one side that systematically and continually, there has been a long-standing history of them being dangerous to anyone who gets in their path versus it's a cluster bomb versus a laser-guided missile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Proud Boys, sure, it's wrong. You can't just show up and start beating people up. The reason the officers didn't interfere is because a lot of states have mutual combat laws. I don't know if that's the case in Oregon. I don't think it is. I know in Washington there is. But if people are mutually engaging in combat and it's not going to the point of death or something incredibly dangerous, people have that right. So when people say, why aren't the officers doing anything? It's because they're white. Some of the Proud Boys are black. No, it's because they are not targeting the officers, burning down their precincts, chanting defund the police, and attacking civilians. So if you want to check your closet under your bed for far-right activists, you're not going to find the Proud Boys there. You're going to find not only Antifa, but all of Black Lives Matter. Okay, we're going to go to a quick break. We will be back with The Quartering, Jeremy Hambley, right after this to talk Leafy Bean Band.
Open your mind. Let us begin our quest to find it.
For Black Rifle Coffee Company, the Colombian sun is not just a fair weather friend. All year round, the sun keeps the mountain air as mild as spring. For the coffee trees of Van Valdez, it is the best climate in the world, supplying only the best coffee beans. From the farm of diligent Van Valdez to your door, Black Rifle Coffee freshly roasts each batch to order. The best way to enjoy Black Rifle Coffee is through the Coffee Club. Chosen coffee is roasted, packaged, and shipped free to your door. All you need to do is go to blackriflecoffee.com/crowder and order today.
No hay nada más rico que tener mi jarro lleno de Black Rifle Coffee. Cada lote de café es primo de origen de alrededor del mundo asada para tu orden. Creado y aprobado de veteranos, es el único café digno a este jarro.
Visit blackriflecoffee.com/crowder and order today.
¡Viva Black Rifle Coffee!
Do you exclusively shop in dumpsters? You do, don't you? You look like a homeless man's ass rag. A look only a raccoon would love.
Is this what a stroke is?
Pure, unadulterated disappointment personified in clothing. But lucky for you, I have a solution. LouderWithCrowderShop.com. Now that's what I'm talking about. You'll be beating the women away with a stick looking that good. Beguile your potential mates with your sheer masculinity. Become the envy of all your friends while showing off those legs. Heck, you're downright rugged. Unfortunately for you, it doesn't correct crippling anxiety. Cover your bits and tackle with silky smooth Ranger panties at LouderWithCrowderShop.com.
All right, very glad to have our next guest. And of course, that is blackriflecoffee.com/Crowder. You get 20% off if you enter in the promo code Crowder. I love their coffee very much. Though we had something, we were there. Someone didn't clean the coffee machine here. And now,
Well, you know it's not me. I don't drink coffee.
It tastes like Listeria.
You can't blame me.
Listeria. So really glad to have our next guest.
Not Black Rifle Coffee.
No, not Black Rifle Coffee. The unclean coffee machine. Yeah. The Sullied.
Mm-hmm.
Our next guest, Jeremy Hambley. You know him on the YouTube as The Quartering. You can follow him on the Twitter at The Quartering. Jeremy, thank you for being here, sir.
It's an honor. Real glad to be here. Fan of the show. Glad to be on.
Well, let's curb our expectations here, okay? And you've spoken actually with half-Asian lawyer Bill Richmond, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you know, I've engaged with him, and he told me he was giving me the Crowder price I thought that was a good thing, but now I'm curious how good it was for me.
Yeah. No, that's the I'm annoyed every time you call price. That's the I have to have a caller ID super screener price. For people who don't know, you did a video on this. I know quite a few people have, but you kind of cover these topics quite a bit. So I wanted to have you on. Leafy is someone who was really big on YouTube a while back. And as far as I understand it, he is still banned on YouTube, correct? And explain to people what the conflict is here.
Yeah, he is still banned. And as a minor update, his second channel was banned. So the generally accepted reasoning is that he had made a series of videos about a particular content creator. And some of them were kind of just clickbaiting her. Some of them were critiquing her directly. As he describes himself, in comedy and satire. Apparently, YouTube didn't like that. And so they banned his channel. At the time, he had zero strikes. To date, he has received zero communications from YouTube. He received zero emails why his account was banned. Team YouTube has replied to thousands of other requests for information on their official Twitter account, and they've ignored his request, which has something like 70,000 interactions.
And to be clear, Leafy is not a small Leafy had like 4+ million subscribers. And did gaming. I'm not super familiar. I know he had the emo cut. That's about what I remember.
Yeah,
no chin.
People say as well as some sort of a weak chin. But I don't like Leafy's content wasn't exactly for me, but my interest in it is simply the naked exposure of YouTube's community guideline strikes meaning nothing.
Yeah.
He had, in my opinion, strikes should be things that are issued as to give corrective action.
Right.
If you're going to issue all three at once, and you're basically just to have a public execution, what is the point for other content creators to rely on the system?
Right. Yeah. What's the point to a warning if it's like, hey, I fired a warning shot and he's dead? Well, he fired a warning shot and then 9 times straight to the sternum. Well, it seems like the warning shot was kind of incidental at that point, Charles. Let me ask, what's the general reaction from, again, for people who don't know, this wasn't political. This is just, it's not consistent with YouTube's guidelines. And by the way, I'm sorry that those guidelines have gotten more stringent. Guilty. Apologies. I didn't intend for it to be the case. But in my case, right, we had criticized Vox many times, and not just specific people at Vox. We'd criticized multiple different people, multiple different channels from Vox, or different series on their channel. And obviously some individuals got upset, and YouTube acknowledged that this was, by and large, it was a criticism of Vox's ideas. And yeah, listen, ad hominem sometimes because it's funny. I mean, you just said weak chin, and I see this as a man who grew a beard to hide my own very weak chin. If I drool, it goes straight down into my chest Ashburn. But here's my question. Is the issue is obviously inconsistent application of guidelines, and there's no real use to them if they aren't something that people understand. What I find really upsetting is when you get big YouTubers, and I don't want to throw you under the bus, but people like H3H3 or before, you know, Philip DeFranco, people who are these big YouTubers out there who go, well, I'm either happy about this or what do you guys think? And they don't take a stand. Right. You see that all the time. Like, I don't know.
No
what
offense
are you
taken.
Yeah. What do you beautiful bastards think? I don't know. Do you have an opinion? Because they're coming for you next.
What do you think?
What has the reaction been from YouTube and people online in general? Has it been largely positive because I know this person was disliked? Or do these people also understand that even if they dislike somebody, it still doesn't set a good precedent for this person to be permabanned?
Well, to be, you know, so just first and foremost, I think you already know, or some of your viewers, we do share them. My opinion is that it's 100% grade A BS. And whether or not you liked his content is irrelevant to me. I think that most people in the know have had this kind of a take. Some of his content is difficult to defend. There were definitely terms of service breaking things in some of his videos, and I've covered that. And he's definitely deserved a strike or two for some of that stuff. But what's really disgusting is some of these large creators, like you've mentioned, and I'll go a step further because I'm on your platform and I won't suffer as much as you. a creator like H3H3 openly celebrating it.
Yeah, right.
That is the stuff that I cannot stand. It is one of the most, you know, there's that saying, right? They came for whatever, and then I said nothing, and I said nothing, and then when they came for me, there was no one left.
Right.
It's There is another YouTuber who was subject of a serious amount of cancel culture, and he put out a tweet basically like, well, nothing of value was lost. Now, I won't say that
freedom.
Leafy, yeah. I won't say that Leafy was necessarily a victim of cancel culture, but it did spin up after he was terminated. Yeah, a lot of people jumping on the, well, I've been, you know, before he lost his platform, I hadn't said anything. But now that he's gone, I've been against his clear harassment for years.
Yeah.
I hated him before it was cool.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And that's coming from some of the large creators. And it's difficult because as someone who supports alt tech, you support as well. I see you have a BitChute account, which is good for you. But these creators don't see an alternative, and they don't see the big picture, and they don't see that what they'll say down the road or an old joke they made will come back to get them the second people want it to. And it's such...
Yeah,
it's such a hypocritical position to take. So I think the overall position, sorry, is that most people understand it's a bad thing. There are a few people with very poor takes, usually people that he's made fun of. Yeah. Quite honestly, it's nakedly, it's like a total obvious hypocrisy. So
right,
you know, in general, I think people are against it.
Yeah, and I have a real, and we're going to go to a web extended at leonardscotto.com/mugclub here really quickly for people who are watching on YouTube, because sometimes we can't discuss everything on YouTube. Yeah. But I'm someone who was the victim of this myself, by the way, in that the Young Turks, when I had like 50,000 subscribers, the reason people say, well, why do you have such an axe to grind with them? I don't anymore, because it would be bullying. It would be like punching down. But when I was coming up, they targeted me when I was a small channel, and I never wanted them to be banned. I just wanted to be able to have a debate. I wanted to be able to have my content be just as publicly available as theirs. So I have been the victim of targeted campaigns, both from people who were bullying when I was small and cancel culture, and I don't advocate for any of those people to be banned. We've had people on the show that I disagree with who've been banned, and I don't advocate for it. So someone like an H3H3 who I saw, and obviously I've seen Philip DeFranco, I've seen a few people in the past, just I'm so disappointed when I see it, and they sort of are taking up arms with the NBC, ABC, CBSs, where they're trying to protect what's theirs. They have a huge platform now. They want to slam the door behind them. And listen, that's fine if they want to say that. I just don't want to see – his name is Ethan Klein. You say, this is my opinion. I don't want to see him ever bitching about cancel culture ever again or complaining when something of his is taken out of context. Mm. You've lost that right. And anyone here in this office – hold on. We're going to continue talking behind the paywall at Mug Club. But for right now, people watching, go to the quartering on YouTube, and YouTube, you can piss off. Turkey dick. See, we're off YouTube, so you can say whatever you want. Well, you were about to say something there, Jeremy.
Well, okay. Well, let me say this about Ethan Klein, and he has a plenty big platform to defend himself. This is a guy that engaged in, and I don't care for either one of these people, but he engaged in an extended harassment. As when I say harassment, it's as YouTube defines it, not as I define it. An extended harassment campaign against Keemstar. Made several
like
videos
a couple months ago.
Keemstar. Yes, and all of a sudden, you know, he didn't receive any community guidelines. So Keemstar got demonetized.
Wasn't it kind of going back and forth where they were both going after each other? Okay, so they were both going after each other. It was mutual trolling at that point.
Yes, that's fair to say. But when, you know, this is a guy that's coincidentally seeking the approval of several prominent Twitter communists now, since he has lost 80% of his sponsors due to his own self-inflicted wounds. Yeah. So this is a guy that's engaged in cancel culture, has been negatively financially affected by it, but still doesn't get it. And that's just mind-boggling.
Now, we're still talking about Ethan, H3H3, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, listen, it's not for me. It's one of those generational gaps. Like, it's not quite Cardi B's WAP, but I watch it and I go, oh, it's a guy with who has nothing interesting to say, who sits down and doesn't prepare. Okay, I guess he played video games at one time and did a funny vape sketch. So it's not really for me, but I made it very clear that people here whose lives have all been in jeopardy, I said, you guys can do what you want, but anyone here who continues to watch these people who support cancel culture, I will respect you less. I'm a boss, I don't enforce any kind of a boycott, but people need to understand that these folks want to take what is ours. And all I want is the ability for my people here to make a living. Where do you see this going on YouTube? Because you've been following this for a long time, and you're really in the bloodstream, and you know, all I can do is I've come out and defended the really high-profile names who've been banned, and mm-hmm. people go, "Why don't you defend it?" It's like, well, because every single person who get banned, that's all I'd be doing.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, but you've kind of been following this more on a micro level. Where do you see the puck kind of going? Do you think it gets better? Do you think it gets worse?
Well, I think we all know it's going to get far worse. I think that each time you have a high priority ban, you get a mass exodus of people to alt tech, which is good, mm-hmm. you know, selfishly. But ultimately, YouTube wants to be TV. I think that's why you see every boring late night show host continuously, you know, pushed down our throats. I can't watch certain independent news creators without my next 50 videos being Fox News and CNN.
Yeah.
It's obvious to me that YouTube wants to be the new TV, and which means that YouTubers will now have to live under the standards that TV people do. And unless you're making fun of the president every single night, including for things like his physical appearance.
We do that funny hair, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
see the hair go like this? It's like,
yeah. And he's tan.
You've got the man. Tan?
Come on.
Come on. You see how orange he is? He's so orange.
You know what? I just gave you 54 Young Turks videos.
Yeah.
54. Yeah. No, you're right. Remember, I've been on YouTube since 2006 and really uploading regularly, meaning at least once a week since 2009. And I remember everyone, and Joe Rogan talking about this back when his podcast used to still be just him in his office with a webcam, saying, the cool thing is there, and I used to say this too, there will be no more gatekeepers anymore. There aren't the talent agents and the executive producers and the networks who have to polish you and make sure that you're palatable and run focus groups. Only now, there are gatekeepers. And unfortunately, the gatekeepers have become the people who establish themselves on YouTube in a lot of ways through this wonder of no gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Now they've made themselves into that.
It's interesting. It's very, very true. You take a guy like Leafy to bring it back to him. This is a guy that grossed $4 million using a $60 microphone. No production team, nothing. That was his first run on YouTube. I don't know how much he made the second time around because, I mean, back in those days, CPMs were, you know, it's a completely different world.
Yeah.
But
now I can buy a half a kit car, but yes.
Yeah, perhaps if you've had a good day. Well, now you finally can, perhaps. But the problem is, just as you say, these people that used to be edgy or even pro free speech, I have now become so afraid of losing what they've built because they haven't spent any time diversifying. They don't sell merch. They don't support alt tech. They don't have membership clubs like the Mug Club, for example.
Yeah.
And so they rely 100% on pleasing YouTube, and to a certain degree, this is probably being too nice, but I can at least understand why they've become huge pussies.
Yes,
but it's not something.
I mean, he right? He right though?
Sorry, continue. But yes, that's a great way to put a finer point on it. Yes.
Yeah. Just since we're off YouTube, I generally keep it pretty clean on my channel too, but it's. And that's really what perpetuates it too, right? These are people that will tacitly get behind these type of bannings by not there's asking people what they think, and there's covering it, but then there's disavowing it.
Right.
No, like you said with the Young Turks, I have the same thing, smaller degree. Some small channels that like constantly will live stream my videos, just flag my video. I get videos flagged as. I don't want them deplatformed.
Right.
You know, it generates free content for me too. It's the way the ecosystem should work. But ultimately, these people rise to power, and some of the things that they say about deplatforming are very scary.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, and I don't know Leafy, but I do think, and I don't think that people should be banned, but I do think there's a difference between expressing offensive points of view, and meaning points of view that might offend somebody. For example, you just said pussy. Well, that's not really a concern on YouTube because Cardi B is the number one music video, right?
It's but in the title.
If you say that, hey, you know what, 47% of the COVID deaths are actually attributable to nursing homes, that is now considered non-authoritative, and that
well,
gets you banned.
Fact.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't matter to YouTube. They say that's a conspiracy along with Mashable. So my point is this, it's not dirty words, it's unpopular opinions. Mm. And that's what is so scary. It's not censorship like when we were kids where people said, if you don't like it, don't watch it, it's vulgar. It's an opinion that YouTube doesn't necessarily like. That being said, sorry, go ahead, what was that?
I would say non-mainstream opinion.
Right,
basically.
Yes.
They basically are in lockstep with, you know, that.
Right, exactly. And that's why you see a lot of, I can't. I can't name names here, but there are a lot of people in YouTube and the podcast space who will send me messages, and they agree with people like myself and probably like yourself a whole lot more than they can ever let on.
I get them too. I get people in the background. There are large, ultra large creators that have seen in my live streams before, and I'm sure they're not there to dig up dirt on me. And I don't, you know, I understand. I understand wanting to protect your nut if you've got a family and all this stuff. But it's really not that hard to be pro free speech and to demand YouTube use the system that they've implied instead of these public executions of content creators when they get too big, because that doesn't change anything.
No, it doesn't change anything. But I will say, I also understand, I can understand from a platform point of view, there are some channels that exist, they don't create any content, they only exist to troll and attack other people. And I don't know if Leafy was that, and I'm certainly not saying that I'm supporting Leafy's ban at all. I think I've been pretty clear in expressing the opposite. But there are channels out there that don't create anything new. All they do is try and send a swarm of fans to make people's lives miserable, whether they dox or not. And I think that that also needs to be addressed as a separate problem. It behooves YouTube to treat that as a separate problem than points of view that are controversial, because they're pretty easy to delineate.
Yeah, and I think that there are other tools that YouTube has, both public and private. Since we're on the private area now, I mean, I think we all know that shadow banning on YouTube is a thing.
Sure.
It absolutely is. There are things like that they can do. And quite honestly, just demonetize the channel. If you remove the financial incentive, that's a lot.
Right.
And at least you could make the argument that, hey, Coca-Cola doesn't want to sponsor this. I'm not saying I want anyone to monetize, but I'm saying at least there's a guy that was doing the 3 a.m. Ouija board videos. I don't know. You're probably kind of a boomer, so you probably don't really see those. But they're really 32. Popular. They're really popular, and he faked his girlfriend's death and all this stuff. Instead of banning him, they demonetized him, which basically removed the incentive to make content like that. And I think that that's easier, or that's more effective.
I don't
than
think
just
they're gonna. I hate to say it, but they're probably not doing that because of yours truly. Didn't really
work.
Thank you for that.
Didn't work.
Thank you for that.
We said, we're demonetized. That's going to make us come back stronger than before. And YouTube said,
watch our apology video.
That's the last time we do that. And you know, listen, I hate that it was the catalyst for these changes, but I also do think there was some value in it. Shining a light, you know, sunlight in some ways can be the best disinfectant. I would say Everclear, but sunlight too. It works too.
Both
absolutely work. And I took advantage of that during the demonetized period. It was a dark time, Mr. Quartering, is what I'm saying.
I believe you.
But yeah, no, the demonetizing is something they could take, and I never argued against the idea of demonetization. I just said, hey, listen, I want it to be consistent. Now, our issue was always the shadow banning. You know, if there was a period where if you searched Steven Crowder Change My Mind Abortion, you'd find an old PBS video with 4,000 plays that was 7 years old. We spoke with them about it. Lo and they're like, thank you for bringing our attention, bring that to our attention.
What a
now
coincidence.
It's fixed.
Now it's a glitch.
Yeah, it's just a glitch in the system.
Oh,
which reminds me, have you seen this? With the Joe Biden, I thought maybe I don't know if you can confirm whether this is real or not. It does look like it's authentic. Post-convention, the Joe Biden speech where the dislikes disappeared on YouTube. I think we can bring this up to show people. Yeah, and people are saying, well, you know what? This could just be you know, the cash, kind of the refreshing. So you see 5,900 dislikes right now, and then the person hits refresh on the browser. So 4,900 likes, 5,900 dislikes. As soon as they hit refresh, that all of a sudden goes down to 3,800 dislikes. Now, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I want to get your opinion on that. Yeah.
I've seen this happen before also with big Hollywood movie trailers and things like that.
Yes.
I think there are two ways. This is my theory. One is if they are banning accounts, my question is, let's say there's like a mass dislike campaign. Mm-hmm. If they're banning like spam, does that remove the dislikes? I don't know. And two, I feel like I've seen this thing where they re-upload the video, but the views don't change. But the likes and dislikes change. I've seen that a few times in the wild, and I'm not exactly sure.
In the wild.
I can't confirm it.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that before. I've seen, of course, like we all know, right? YouTube is not a flawless system. So sometimes it'll go from 2,000 likes to 5,000 because there's a glitch, you know, there's sort of a delayed effect.
Yeah.
But I've never seen the dislikes go down and the ratio change. aside from, like you said, a couple times with movie trailers where everyone suspected there was foul play there as well, not just political. Have you seen, I mean, it seems like it's incredibly rare to see dislikes disappear. That's very different from it staggering.
Yeah, it's very, very, very rare. And the mechanisms from even people inside of YouTube that I've talked to even do that, I'm not sure. Unless they're banning accounts, and when your account gets banned, then your history gets banned with it. Mm. That's entirely possible. But the mechanisms to just kind of artificially scrub the likes and dislikes, I haven't heard of that. That doesn't mean, I mean, remember when Twitter said they didn't have blacklisting and then they got hacked
right.
And they had that little option on their dashboard. So
yeah.
Who knows?
Which is always remarkable to me that these people get hacked. It's like, aren't you the biggest tech companies in the world? Like, don't you guys use a VPN?
Like
what is going on here? ExpressVPN, a wonderful sponsor of the show. Yeah, I will say that I don't expect this to happen with the Trump RNC, the convention afterward. But who knows?
We have. Eat it.
No,
he won't need it.
That's true. That's a good point. He probably won't need it. And I will say this. We have reached out to YouTube. I believe Half Asian Lawyer Bill Richmond has reached out to YouTube for comment on that. We have not heard back yet, but we do have to let you go. It is the quartering on YouTube. Jeremy Hambley, is there anywhere else that you want people to follow you, support you?
You can just follow me on Twitter or Parler, and if you just subscribe to my YouTube channel and give it a try. That's all I ask. And I'm really, really thankful for you having me on and to talk about something that I'm really passionate about.
Well, joke's on you, because we Snapchat your filtered dick on your head the entire
time.
Interview.
All right. Stop bullying and harassing me.
Thank you, Jeremy. We appreciate it. We'll see you later. We do have to get going, I just realized here, pretty soon. Wade, you're still here, but Gerald left.
I am. Hello.
How did you enjoy it?
I was here the whole time. I loved it, yeah. I'm not familiar with his work, but I'll definitely check it out after this.
Yeah, he has
I like Jeremy a lot.
I don't really know a whole lot about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just know that
he does a bunch of different news stories kind of across the web. It's a pretty good show.
I know my headphones stopped working, so it's like flying blind. I'm like Goose. And hopefully I don't go straight into the middle of the ocean.
Oh,
so,
no.
listen, everyone out there, please do support him at The Quartering. And we are going to be back tomorrow. I don't know who we have as a guest tomorrow. I think we have The Truth According to Smooth Manny again tomorrow on the Black Cube. What is it?
The Cube of Saturn,
the
I believe.
The Cube of Saturn. I already don't like it. I've been told to not research it. And listen, I do want to leave you. Sometimes we do the credit closes typically on Thursdays where hopefully I try and motivate you or help you. But if nothing else, I want to leave this so you at least can take something with you and be helped. Don't wield a knife in rush a convenience store if cops tell you not to do it.
That's pretty good advice.
I'd hate to see many of you be justifiably shot 10, 12 times your guess is as good as mine. Like RoboCop, only you've turned your back. So don't do it. Just telling you because I love you. It's advice. We will see you tomorrow. Subject for today.